After finishing third in the five-team league's 42-game regular season, Pensacola is visiting the Knoxville Ice Bears in Game 1 of the best of three. Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris says because Knoxville is the higher seed at number 2, they'll get the third game if one is necessary.
Their goalie is playing well, so we just got to make sure we're getting some quality shots. We just got to kind of take care of ourselves, and goaltending is up to par, and you know we're putting pucks in the net and playing some sound defensive hockey. If not, then we'll be done this week instead of next week.
When the league season got off to a late start in December, it was under a stringent COVID-19 protocol, face coverings and social distancing in the stands and other measures. And Harris says going in, they knew they were not going to think of everything. The key, he says, was being flexible.
How the first few weeks started out with some things, it was definitely trying, but we all got through it and we've been doing very well since. We actually played all 21 games out of 21 that we had scheduled. We were wondering if we were going to actually make that happen. It's been interesting, it's been trying, but it's definitely been worth it when it's all said and done.
Harris was asked if he preferred to take on Knoxville in round one instead of that 800-pound gorilla in Macon, Georgia. He said yes and no.
Right now they're the best team in the league, and if we want to be crowned as champs, it's the whole thing. You know, hey, let's beat the best. We had a really good couple games against Knoxville just last weekend, took both of them, so we definitely have some confidence going into the Knoxville series, and definitely sent a message to them and the rest of the league that, hey, we're starting to rise here, we're starting going into the playoffs on the right note.
The Macon Mayhem, the regular season champions, host fourth round Huntsville in their opener. All rounds in the SPHL are best of three, which Harris says does not provide a lot of breathing room.
And that's kind of the exciting part of it, too. They're basically best of sevens. You shut down, you don't show up for a game, that may just cost you the series. And so the play, the anticipation, the desperation that's played is very similar to a Game 7 situation.
Looking ahead to the 2021-22 season, the Southern Professional Hockey League is scheduled to return to normal.
We're looking at playing a full 56-game schedule, but hey, that could all change. So we don't know exactly where it is, but that's what we're at this time planning on having. Danville being a new team coming in, making that 11 for us in the league.
The new squad in Danville, Illinois, will be called the Vermilion County Bobcats. That again prompts the question, will there be a 12th team added, and could the league split into two divisions?
We're always looking for expansion, if it's the right situation, if it's within our footprint. Whether we split in divisions, I don't know. It just depends on where our footprint is. Basically, we're almost in divisions already because we do regionalized travel, so we'll play Birmingham 12 times next year, whereas we'll only play Roanoke, Virginia 4.
Once again, the Ice Flyers open their playoff run this evening in Knoxville. Game 2 is Friday night at the Bay Center, a.k.a. the Hangar. If a Game 3 is necessary, the teams will return to Knoxville on Sunday. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.